This week, Vice President Dick Cheney reasserted the administration's pledge to give Americans more control over the money they put into Social Security. Now, the idea is to alleviate some of the federal government's burden of managing and paying retirement benefits through Social Security. The Bush administration is hoping for some reforms that would allow Americans to invest some of their own retirement dollars and live by the wisdom or folly of those investments. But are Americans up to the challenge of coordinating their retirement investments? Our friend from the business world, Joe Nocera, is editorial director of Fortune magazine, joins us from New York. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
And thanks for having me, Scott.
There are studies that suggest Americans who work hard and are decent, thoughtful, intelligent people just aren't very good at this.
There are indeed, and let me point to one that is getting a fair amount of publicity these days. The consulting firm of Watson Wyatt, which spends a lot of time examining employee benefits, put out a study showing that over the last 3 years, pension funds, that is what is called defined benefit plans, which are managed professionally, have outperformed 401ks by a considerable margin, 3 and 4% at a time, which is a lot.
Let's remind our audience that 401ks, are managed by the person who owns them.
That's right, and that's one of the quantum shifts in American retirement over the last 20 years. There are now 42 million Americans who have a 401k, which means that they are managing their own retirement money.
Now, tell me about Chile. 95% of the workers in that country manage their own retirement plans. How's that worked out there?
Well, to hear the Chilean executives speak of it, it's done quite well. They claim that investors in that country have made, on average, a 10% return. And it has really become part of the fabric of Chile. Now, maybe they invest better than we do, but also there seem to be considerable limits on the sorts of investments people can make, and they seem to go out of their way to keep people from making really, really stupid mistakes, which it seems slightly unlikely to happen here. I'll say one other thing, though. When the country in the 80s did what we're thinking about doing now, which is taking what was a government-funded plan, a tax plan, and turn it into a plan where people could invest themselves. There's this huge gap there, Scott, where they have to fund current retirees without having money coming in from current workers. And in the United States, they're estimating that that is going to cost the government $1 trillion.
Joe, why is it that individual investors have, as you describe it, a much less impressive track record than the professionals? You wrote a book 10
yes,
years
I
ago
did.
Called A
yeah.
Piece of the Action.
It was a very optimistic book about what I called the democratization of money, because I really thought this was a great thing, that people were going to have this freedom to make the kind of investments that the big boys had always been able to make. And I'm a little chagrined about my optimism, because I think what the last 10 years have shown is that investing requires a cast of mind, and I might add, Scott, a stomach that most people don't have. To be able to accept loss, to understand risk. We're emotional about our investments. It's our money. We care about it a lot. And it's not that hard to become informed about investments on the internet. But it really does take a lot of time, and you have to constantly pay attention to it. And most people don't have that time.
And yet, Joe, no one would deny that Social Security is headed for a major crisis. The crash, in a sense, has already begun, because thanks to the baby boom, there are fewer Americans paying into the system.
Absolutely, Scott. I mean, that is the genesis of the coming crisis in Social Security. When many, many years ago, when it was first started, there were somewhere on the order of 40 workers for every retiree getting money. Today, the ratio is about 3 workers for every retiree, and we're heading within the next 20 years to 2 workers. Question is the way to change that, to make it means-tested so that wealthy people don't get Social Security even though they put money into it? Or is the way to make it more like a 401k? My personal view is that the former is better than the latter, but, you know, that's why I'm not in the Bush administration.
I'm sure that's the only reason. The two people that you mentioned paying for everyone who's going to retire now?
Yes.
Could I pick George Soros and Donald Trump?
I don't think it works that way, Scott.
Joe Nocera is editorial director of Fortune magazine. Thanks very much, Joe.
Thank you, Scott.